We're in Pisca Kavav in Ayah, and we're learning Rav Kook's commentary on Masechet Shabbat, Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, page 19, where we saw last time. Well, we'll start from the beginning of the Gemara just to get into it. Vamarava bar Machsia, Amarav Chama bar Guria, Amarav Kol Ir Shegagotea Gvohim Ibet Knesset L'Sof Chareva. Any city where the private buildings or business buildings are taller than the shul, then the local synagogue eventually will be destroyed. Shnei Amar, as it says in the book of Ezra, chapter 9, L'romemet beit Eloheinu lamid et chorvotav. Literally it means to raise up the house of our God and to raise up her destruction. In other words, when you raise up the house of God, that is raising up from destruction. And that's the punishment if we don't make the shul the highest. V'hani mili bebate, aval b'kishkushi v'abrure letlan ba. As we saw last week, Rav Kook elaborates on this halacha that the only buildings that we take into account are usable buildings, living buildings. But if they're just decorative buildings, that doesn't bother us that they're taller than the shul, because as Rav Kook explains, it's a totally different ball game. The Torah is a living Torah, and we went into depth about the difference between Judaism and Christianity, or Reconstructionists who look at the Torah or at the commandments as folkways or symbols or. Judaism is very different, that it is a living Torah. And that's why these decorative things, they don't bother us at all, because that's a waste of time anyway. Amar Ravashi, now we're getting to the new Gemara. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, Ana avda lamata machsia de lo charva. I was the one who was responsible for the fact that the city of Mata Machsia was not destroyed. Rashi points out, Rav Ashi Rosh Yeshiva Haya B'mata Machsia. Rav Ashi was the local Rosh Yeshiva, head of the Learning Academy. U'mana'am milagbiya beitam yoter mibeit haKnesset. And because he was the local rabbi, he was the one who prevented people from building their houses, their buildings, taller than the shul. And therefore he says, I'm responsible for keeping our city from being destroyed. But the Gemara asked, Vaha Chareva, but wasn't the city of Mata Machsia was destroyed? The Gemara answers, Mi oto avon lo chareva. It was not destroyed because of that sin. Now the question, obvious question is, like, if the city is eventually going to be destroyed, who cares why it was destroyed? If a person dies of this or dies of that, or the bottom line is in other words, the fact that he raises his hands and says, I'm not responsible, and that's somebody else's problem, that doesn't help any.
I did the best I could.
Yeah, and so apparently this Gemara needs to be explained. Okay? Piska Kavav, 26. Al kol chacham ba'adato lishtadeo rosh lechol davar. Every wise person, every rabbi has to make sure that in the congregation, in the community, that he is responsible for them. He has to first make sure, reishit lishtadel rosh lechol davar, before anything else, shetiyeh hapniya haroshit shel klal am Hashem l'kedushat shem Hashem v'yesod haTorah b'chaim. That they're going, he has to first make sure that they're going in the right direction. Like we spoke about last week, that even if you have in life a lot of different topics, and as Rav Kook says, working is a legitimate priority. Family, building a house, building buildings, planting vineyards, all these are legitimate. But if at the apex has to be, the center focus has to be the religious center. That is the center of the community. And from there, that adds importance to all of the secondary aspects as well. That other ideologies, and here Rav Kook is stressing ideologies, that don't bring in other ideologies that may take the place, chas v'shalom, of that religious apex, of that the primary value focus is on religion. As if that's the case, Rav Kook is going to go on and say, in life, a lot of times there are problems. There are details, a problem with this, a problem with that, sometimes financial problems, sometimes technical problems, sometimes, you know, one guy, one troublemaker, you know, can drill a hole in the boat and everyone can sink. But he says, first of all, the rabbi has to deal with the klal, the general direction. And this obviously is very obvious, right? Like we learned in Orot HaTorah, we learned a piska 2 years ago, that if you take, actually we saw it in the Dota Ma'alot HaTorah, the brother of the Vilna Gaon. We learned Derech Agav in Orot HaTorah, that the Torah is like a ladder, in that if you put the ladder over here, you'll get there, and if you put the ladder over here, you'll get there. The Torah gives you power, gives you energy, gives you, helps you discover your potential. But you got to know where to put it. And the same thing here regarding the most basic question that every religious leader, every Jewish leader, political leaders are also supposed to be religious leaders, that they have to make sure that we put the ladder in the right direction, that the apex, that the primary ideal, the focus, is on spirituality, on holiness.
What are the priorities of our community? In other words, people are all in favor of Torah, you know, Torah community, but where are we going? What aspect should be primary? What should I be doing right now?
Exactly. Because, again, like we saw in the last paragraph, life is very complex. And Rav Kook is the last one to deny that complexity. Adrabi says that all of these topics and details are very important. But the question is, priorities. What is number one? What is the focal? And from there, everything else takes its place. Ve'im chalila dvarim pratim. But if chas v'shalom, if God forbid, details make problems, shegam hem yuchlu lafsid koach hakiyum shel eze eda, yigrumu la'achriva. Theoretically, a city can be destroyed because of inner politics, because of power struggles, because of economic problems, or an earthquake. There are a lot of different reasons why a city can be destroyed. You all see where Rav Kook is going. In other words, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Lichora, who cares if the city was destroyed anyway? And Rav Ashi wants to come and say, well, it wasn't destroyed because of me and our religiously we were okay, right? That our buildings, our shul building was... So what does that help? Rav Kook says, there is a significant difference between an essential problem and a technical problem. Right? A coincidental problem, this is something the Maharal writes, differentiates between. For example, in Am Yisrael, in the book of Netzach Yisrael, the Maharal of Prague writes about that regarding the Jewish people, a Jew has a godly soul, and he is essentially godly. If he slips here, slips there, does something wrong, obviously he's going to pay the price. But that doesn't tarnish his essential godliness. And that's the difference between a coincidental sin. It's not really a coincidence, but it's not essential.
Incidental.
It's an incidental sin, right? An incidental mistake. It happens. As opposed to something which is essential. Here also, Rav Kook is saying, if the city has the right priorities, that their spirituality is their number one focal priority, even if it falls, even if it's going to get destroyed on another point, again, it could be an earthquake, it could be a sin, it could be a power struggle, but that is not an essential problem. That is a incidental problem. That's an incident. It's a local incident. That's what happens
that
in life.
People got lost sight of the priorities in the middle of doing a lot of things.
Yeah. The priority was there, but they were temporarily distracted, right? Or something like that. Okay. If it's an incidental problem that will cause the destruction of a community, at least the basic, essential base of Israeli life, i.e. Jewish values, that remains intact. Whereas you can destroy the city, but that's not destroying the nation of Israel or the priorities of Israel. Al ken b'chol makom sheyavo v'yidchu yeruach Hashem imam. Even if Am Yisrael is sometimes chas v'shalom sent into exile, and unfortunately we are. We have been sent into exile. Those exiles are temporary. And we know it's just a matter of time before that people, who has a generally the right priorities, okay, what didn't work here, it'll work there. What didn't work today, it'll work tomorrow. Okay?
The city is a project. Am Yisrael has a lot of projects. And a project, and any project that goes on and on and on is eventually going to run out of gas and fail. But there, something else moves on.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, al ken b'chol makom sheyavo v'yidchu yeruach Hashem imam. Even if they are, even if chas v'shalom the city is destroyed because of an incidental problem, the spirit of God within the nation of Israel will continue. Ve'en ze churban muchlat. And this is the chiddush of Rav Kook. Yeah, the city of Matamachsia might have been destroyed, but it was not a decisive, a permanent destruction. Okay, so they took their bags and they moved it somewhere else. Kimi afar acher yitzmachu. It didn't grow here. It'll grow somewhere else. Ube'asher yitzyashvu, yashuvu l'taken et hashgiot harishonot. And adarabah, davka, when you have an incidental problem, the natural outcome, and we've seen this very often, Rav Kook talks a lot about natural ramifications, is that you correct it next time. And if you didn't do it the second time, you'll correct it the third time. But eventually, if something is an incidental problem, it will work itself out. We're not stupid. And even if we're stupid, there is a gvul. Nature has a way of evening things out, as long as the base is healthy.
But that's also, there's an essential problem, because it's part of the nature of galut, that galut is temporary. Galut existence is temporary, so Matamachasya is not going to be forever. Everybody knows that.
That's also true, right? Yoshua is pointing out that Matamachasya is in Bavel, and that there was never a doubt that that was going to be temporary.
Okay? Are we saying here that if the city is destroyed for an incidental problem, then it's physically destroyed, but the spiritual essence of the Kehillah moves on and continues?
Yeah, but Rav Kook, again, is not naive. Remember, Rav Kook, even though he deals with the klali, the general idea, and that's really the main point here. The main point here is that the yesod, the base, the focal point, that the primary idea, that's what's important. Here he is relating to the serious problem of details. You do have to be pragmatic. But, he says, even though, like the Sefer Torah is burned and the letters go up to heaven, here, the klaf will also be better next time. The parchment will also be better, because we'll learn from our mistakes. If you didn't use good parchment the first time, use a better parchment the second time, if we'll continue with the allegory. Okay? V'chol sidrei ha'chaim she'inam pi'archot Torat Hashem she'garmu ha'efsed yakiru. The nation of Israel, which is essentially good and which has an eternal godliness in it, what they didn't, the incidental mistake that they didn't correct here, yes, they will correct it the next time. Okay. Rav Kook writes in Orot that Am Yisrael, just like all of nature, has a homeostasis. So too, Am Yisrael has a natural balance that if we have a problem, we know how to even it out. Because that is the nature of an eternal people. an eternal people is always going to have to adapt and sort of know how to swing with the punches, right? And to know how to react, and we have that capability. It's built into us. So we will fix it the next time if it's just an incidental problem. But the problem, if it's a basic problem, an essential problem, if the cornerstone of life, of the nation, and or the community, and the individual, right, that the main priority is not holiness, and does not come from the strength of God, and here he gives an example, which is very prevalent in his time, and in our time, but what people think that what should be, what is the most important thing in life? The physical strength, honor. Ulu'umiyut chumrit, or nationalism, physical nationalism. Shekol migamata, which builds buildings. Remember how we started in the Gemara? Now we're talking about buildings. People who build their private houses and their business houses taller than the local synagogue, that's a basic problem. And they're removed from that eternal priority that of godliness and the names of God. Names of God are his attributes. The idea of mercy and kindness and truth and justice, that's not the priority. But what is the priority? Building skyscrapers and beautiful tall houses, that is more important to the community, to a particular community.
I would even say, even if you build public buildings for the Jewish community or for the state of Israel, and you're too interested in the plaque on it with your name on it, that's also a problem.
Yeah, Rav Kook, we saw this last week, that Rav Kook goes out of his way to say, yes, Jewish national buildings are part of the ideal. Maybe we'll even mention Shir Shel Hayom of tomorrow. I think it's Yom Sheni. That it says in Tehillim, Sovu Tzion V'Kifua, go around Yerushalayim, take a tour around the city, Sipru Migdaleha, count the skyscrapers. Okay? What's the continuation? Ki Hashem Elokim. This is a proof that our God is the real God. He's brought us back to the land of Israel. He builds our capital. These are office buildings in the land of Israel, which are built for the nation of Israel, are holy. But if in place of the folk of the basic essential idea of religion and spirituality, you're going to bring in just secular nationalism, or for the individual economy, that this millionaire is building a building, or even if the nation's building a building, those are chafatzim pratiim. Rav Kook beautifully explains that a nation which is building their land for secular reasons, that also is not really a national thing, but a individual thing.
Why doesn't he mention foreign spiritual ideologies as a problem?
I guess Am Yisrael will never go down to such a level that they'll bring in another religion in place, but socialism or communism would definitely fall into this category. It definitely falls into this category, because we're talking about something here, Rav Kook explains, La sota taklau rak lekli migusham, which is also communism. La gyal yado kol yachid chifetz levavo v'tzorchei achayim achomriim v'agagot ha-pratiim omdim lefi ze b'madrega gvohar b'emi b'et ha-kneset mekom ha-kdusha v'avodah Elohit ba'ofin mushchat kaze. Okay, we'll explain that if Hari, what is the basis of most states, most nations? This we saw, the Rav Kook writes in the Book of Horot, that most states are to serve the needs of the individual. that the individual has someone to defend him, has a fire department, has a national library, has an economy, and because an individual can't live a full life on his own. This is true regarding every state in the world, says Rav Kook, whose ideology is really secondary. Right, even in democracy or even in communism, which are relatively ideological movements, right? We're not talking about the Napoleon, who was just power hungry, right? Or Nebuchadnezzar or Babel, who just, you know, they wanted to be wealthy. But on a democratic or a socialistic state, they do have a very strong ideology. But if their ideology is just to help the individual live a good life, it's still a lot better than all the old dictatorships. Nevertheless, the bottom line is that's not a real ideology, because it just means to say you want to enjoy life, you want to be safe, you want to have a fire department, you want to have an army. These are to help the individual, but utilitarian, right? It helps. But Rav Kook says that's not Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael's nation is to bring morality and godliness into every single aspect of life, like we've seen many, many times in the writings of Rav Kook. Right? So we are expected to do a lot more. And therefore, if by us, if as far as mankind is concerned, democracy and socialism are a very relatively high level, that's as much as could be expected, it's not enough for us. And if people are building their buildings, and what's most important in a city is big buildings, tall buildings, even if it's in the name of the state, right, or Big Brother or whatever, that is not enough. That's an essential problem, because there is an ideology which is coming to take the place in terms of the priority of the essential priority of values and morality. This city, Bofin Mushchat Kazek, Shtecharevayur, Churbano, Churban Olam. That is what Rav Ashi is saying. If our city would have been destroyed because of an essential problem that another ideology or secular nationalism is coming to take the place of the spiritual or moral nationalism, that is a city that is going to be destroyed forever. Right? Because that's a essential problem. By the way, the Akedat Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Arma, has a famous ma'amar where he talks about Sodom ve'Amora. I believe he mentions it in several places, where he discusses the difference between an individual sin and a communal or a national sin. And I know Rav Avinir mentions this in Am Kalavi in several different places. When he was the Rav of a kibbutz, somebody asked him, okay, what's the difference if a kibbutz has hours for men and hours in the swimming pool for women, and hours where the men and women swim together, which halachically is not allowed? What's the difference if they do it outside on the beach, on a public beach, or if they do it inside the kibbutz? So Rav Avinir said there's a very big difference in the name of the Akedat Yitzchak. When a community or a nation makes a decision against halacha, that's not just a slip. That's not an incidental problem. That is a statement of ideology, that where they're taking the real ideology, throwing it out the window, and replacing it with another ideology. Somebody who has a certain weakness for their Yetzer Hara, sometimes they don't eat kosher or something like that, that's slipping up, right? Somebody who sometimes, when nobody's looking, might surf into a pornographic site, right? That is different than if a community decides we will allow pornographic television. Right? Somebody within the privacy of his house, if he isn't acting properly, that is not a national essential calamity. Essential calamities, and that's part of the beauty of the nation of Israel, that on the national level, it's not supposed to be lower than what we expect of individuals, but it's supposed to be higher than what we expect of individuals. And this is a very important point.
Allows growth room for the individual.
And also positive reinforcement. And that's the idea of living in a place like Kochav HaShachar, a religious settlement, where if the norm is for a married woman to cover her hair, right? Even if a certain woman, she might be like on the borderline, maybe I will, maybe I won't, with the right positive assimilation, I think we spoke about that. Assimilation is not a dirty word. In galut, in exile, assimilation is always bad. But within a Torah environment, within a Torah state, within a Torah nation, assimilation is something very positive, right? And that is the beauty of the, of another aspect of the beauty of the nation of Israel. Okay? Ki aruach ha-Yisraeli yelech haloch v'italdel me'en lo kesher pnimi makdusha al yonah chofefet al klal ha-Mashem al yedei shem ha-Shem al yon shenikra alinu. והחורבן כזה הוא חורבן שמנפש עד בשר יחלה. Habakkuk is paraphrasing a pasuk in Yeshayahu. Right? Again, if it's an essential problem, that is something that won't just work itself out, like we said, that we have the natural homeostasis will work out the individual incidental problem, not if it is a basic problem. Lochin, that's a different type of destruction. Lochin churban haba midvarim pratim. If it's just an incidental destruction, kesheyesodi kari omed betokfo, where the main priority is still there. Again, if the houses are built lower than that of the synagogue, enenu kim churban arai, shesofo libanot beirzo, do b'makom acher, if not here, so somewhere else it'll be rebuilt. Alken davar gadol asar revashi da'avid lematamachsia de'lo chareva miel tu'avon. Now we understand why the Gemara is excited and Ravashi is proud that even though his city was destroyed, it wasn't because of this problem. It was because of a different problem, but that's a much lesser problem. It's an incidental problem, which will work itself out.
Is that connected with the Ma'amar Chazal that says that all of the Batei Midrash in the Galut are eventually going to be transferred to Eretz Yisrael?
Maybe. Hello? Okay. Sheshamar ba yesod ha-rashi liyot ha-megama yoter gvoha vayoter pnimit shebachayim ha-kdusha elokit l'romem beit elokeinu. ואם כפי יצר לב האדם נזדמנו סיבות שהחריבוה, רב הוא ונכבד הדבר שלא חרבה מאותו אבון. על כן ידענו נאמנה שהבנים הנפוצים מעיר כזאת, שכלל קדושה ישראלית חזק ואמיץ בקרבה, if the sons of the Jews who were exiled from the city, which if it was destroyed because of an incidental detail or of this or that, nevertheless, the basic strength of Israel, the spirituality, continues. Which rises above the role of any side detail or side issue. Which sometimes that's what incidents are. Life is made up of a lot of incidents, some of them fortunate, some of them are unfortunate. יהיו בנים נאמנים להשם ותורתו ועמו, ועוד יהיו לברכה גודרי גדר משובבי נתיבות לשבת. That those are, here Rav Kook is paraphrasing another pasuk in Yeshayahu, that those who will build the fortifications, the fence, which will protect the people of Israel, that what builds that fence? Having the right priorities. Meshovevei netivot lashavet. That will give us the permanent zchut to sit permanently, Bezrat Hashem, on our land.